Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialessly. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialessly with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialessly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialessly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialessly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Kanye West has never been one to shy away from controversy, but his latest stunt? It's a new low, even by his standards. The rapper, producer, and perpetual headline generator took to social media with an all-caps demand, Free Puff. He wasn't talking about a lost pet. He was calling for the release of Sean Diddy Combs, the disgraced music mogul currently behind bars on sex trafficking and racketeering charges. West's call to action wasn't just a casual comment. He blasted his fellow celebrities for staying silent, accusing them of abandoning Combs in his time of need. This is the same Diddy who is facing a mountain of allegations, lawsuits, and enough damning evidence to fill a legal textbook. Yet Kanye, who has a history of standing by people society has collectively decided to step away from, has decided that this is his latest crusade. He went as far as to criticize those who weren't actively campaigning for Combs' release, as if this were some kind of civil rights issue rather than a high-profile criminal case. Of course, this is Kanye West we're talking about, so the conversation quickly veered off into even more bizarre territory. If you've been following his public unraveling over the past few years, you know that whenever he makes headlines, it's rarely for something rational. His latest rant? He's back on his Hitler admiration tour, doubling down on comments that already got him universally condemned. Yes, Kanye West is once again talking about how much he loves Hitler. He even referred to himself as a Nazi. It's the kind of statement that would destroy anyone else's career instantly. Yet Kanye seems immune to consequences in a way that only the truly unhinged can be. If this sounds like a joke, it's not. He made these statements with the same conviction he once used to tell us he was running for president. And unfortunately, these aren't one-off comments. This is a pattern. Lest we forget, back in 2018, Kanye made headlines when he said, on live television, that slavery was a choice. That statement alone should have been enough to exile him from relevance. Yet here we are, 6 years later, still talking about the man's latest meltdown. And while he lost some fans back then, it barely scratched his career. He went on to align himself with Donald Trump, don the infamous red MAGA hat, and essentially rebrand himself as the world's most unpredictable conservative shock jock. West's antics have cost him millions, Adidas dropped him after his anti-Semitic tirades, and he's lost major deals with nearly every major brand. But while his bank account has taken a hit, his influence remains strangely intact. He still has devoted fans who defend him no matter what, treating every controversy as either a misunderstood genius moment or a media conspiracy. One of the more disturbing elements of Kanye's downward spiral is his controlling behavior toward the people around him. His relationship with Bianca Censori, his current wife, is raising eyebrows for all the wrong reasons. He has admitted to dictating what she wears, stating outright that she wouldn't have dared to step out in a see-through dress at the Grammys without his approval. And when an employee expressed discomfort over Bianca's attire, Kanye fired them. Because in Kanye's world, you don't get to have an opinion unless it aligns with his. The disturbing allegations against him don't stop there. Former assistant Lauren Piciotta has filed a lawsuit that makes Kanye's behavior look even more sinister. She claims that West expressed a desire to have sex with Bianca's mother, while Bianca watched. That same lawsuit also accuses him of drugging and raping Piciotta at a party hosted by none other than Diddy himself. The connections here are disturbing, and if even a fraction of these allegations is true, Kanye's freefall is about to get much worse. And then there's his professional environment, which, according to former employees, sounds like a dictatorship run by a delusional madman. One ex-employee, Murphy Aficionado, claimed that West wore a swastika t-shirt to work and made repeated anti-Semitic remarks. Another former staffer described working for Kanye as a daily exercise in witnessing unhinged, erratic, and disturbing behavior. These are the stories that should be making headlines, not his latest sneaker drop. Despite all of this, Kanye continues to find ways to stay in the public conversation. It doesn't matter how many brands drop him, how many lawsuits he faces, or how much public outrage he sparks. He refuses to go away. And his latest Free Puff campaign is just another example of his commitment to being on the wrong side of history. It's one thing to push boundaries artistically. Kanye West was once celebrated for doing exactly that. But there's a difference between being a provocateur and being a person who actively embraces the worst ideologies, defends the worst people, and makes the worst possible statements at every opportunity. If he's not actively trying to destroy his legacy, he's doing a damn good job of it by accident. At this point, what's next for Kanye West? More unhinged rants? More endorsements of indefensible figures? More lawsuits? The sad reality is that nothing he does seems to shock anyone anymore. We've reached the stage where Kanye West could say or do anything, and the reaction would be the same tired shrug. That's not the mark of a misunderstood genius. That's the mark of a man who has burned every bridge, alienated every ally, and left himself with nothing but the headlines he can generate from sheer audacity. Maybe that's what he wants. Maybe being the last man standing, regardless of how broken, delusional, or irredeemable he is the only goal left for him. And if that's the case, congratulations, Kanye. You're succeeding. Kanye West's public unraveling has reached a point where it no longer shocks, it disturbs. While his antics are frequently dismissed as attention-seeking or the behavior of an eccentric artist, there's a growing realization that we might be watching something much darker. A man with a severe mental illness hurtling toward self-destruction. This wouldn't be the first time history has seen a creative genius fall victim to their own mind. Historically, many artists, writers, and performers who pushed creative boundaries also struggled with bipolar disorder or similar conditions. Vincent van Gogh, who suffered from violent mood swings and episodes of psychosis, famously cut off his own ear and was institutionalized before ultimately taking his own life. Ernest Hemingway's lifelong battle with depression and impulsivity led him to self-medicate with alcohol until he ultimately succumbed to suicide. Carrie Fisher was one of the few public figures to openly discuss bipolar disorder, detailing how manic episodes made her feel invincible while depressive crashes made life unbearable. Even Robin Williams, whose boundless energy and comedic genius captivated millions, battled inner turmoil that eventually led to tragedy. In many ways, Kanye West fits into this historical pattern. His grandiosity, proclaiming himself a god, a genius, a prophet, is a hallmark of manic episodes. His impulsivity is legendary, from interrupting Taylor Swift at the VMAs to making business decisions that have cost him billions. His paranoia, seen in his constant claims that powerful figures are out to get him, has become more pronounced. His hypersexuality, evident in his erratic public behavior and inappropriate comments about his own relationships, further aligns with symptoms of an untreated mental illness. Despite all of this, Kanye has no visible safety net. Many of the great artists and thinkers who shared his struggles had close confidants who attempted, in varying degrees, to help them. But Kanye appears to be surrounded by enablers, yes men, and those afraid to challenge him. His former allies have either distanced themselves or continue to profit from his controversy. When powerful figures like Elvis Presley and Michael Jackson spiraled into destructive behaviors, they too were surrounded by people who failed to intervene. The result? Their premature and tragic deaths. There's another unsettling truth here. Society has a twisted fascination with watching famous people fall apart. The media fuels the spectacle, fans engage in endless debates, and social platforms amplify every misstep. Kanye's breakdowns are dissected as entertainment, rather than as cries for help. The line between celebrity gossip and genuine concern has been obliterated. We've seen this story before, yet somehow we never learn. The world watched Britney Spears unravel under the pressure of fame. Her struggles with mental health turned into a media circus. It took years of advocacy, a public legal battle, and her own desperate cries before anything changed. Now, the same cycle plays out with Kanye, except this time, there are fewer people trying to help and more people making money from the spectacle. Kanye's situation also raises a larger question. How much responsibility does the industry bear for its most unstable figures? Hollywood, the music industry, and the media have a long history of profiting off artists' worst moments while turning a blind eye to the damage being done. If Kanye were an ordinary person, would he have been involuntarily committed by now? Would family members have stepped in and forced him into treatment? Would he have been forced to take a break from public life to get the help he so clearly needs? Instead, he's left to spiral while cameras roll and social media platforms boost every outburst. If Kanye West continues unchecked, what happens next? How does this story end? Will we look back one day and wonder if we could have seen the warning signs more clearly? The pattern is there. The precedent is set. The difference is that for now, Kanye is still here. The only question left is, for how much longer?
She was a doting mother, the kind who baked cookies, made the best homemade Halloween costumes, and never missed a PTA meeting. The perfect mom.
Until the police found something buried in the backyard. A secret she kept for years. A secret she thought would never come to light. The neighbors gasped. Not her. She's so nice. But people forget. Monsters don't always look like monsters. Some wear aprons. Some tuck their kids in at night. And some hide their darkest deeds in places they think no one will ever look. If only someone had heard the warning signs, had recognized the patterns from an eerily similar case on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If they had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, they could have listened ad-free before anyone else and saved themselves from baking cookies with a serial killer. Instead, well, they won't be RSVP to this year's PTA meeting. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialously with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialously with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialously with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialously with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.